Two Fresno agencies are teaming up to help prepare some of the Valley's youngest children for school. A free early childhood education program is up and running at a restored classic home in downtown Fresno. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports the home also includes a library, but it's lending out something you might not expect.
Rebecca Lara plays with her three-year-old son Julian at the Helm Home in downtown Fresno. The 116-year-old Mission Revival-style home, sometimes called the Alamo House because of its distinctive shape, is the site of the Fresno Unified School District's Starting Smart and Strong initiative. Parents like Lara have been bringing their children, some as young as infants, to the home to play with them and learn how to prepare their children for school.
Because it helps them before they start school. It teaches them how to play with other kids and everything.
The home was renovated and is owned by the Fresno Housing Authority, which is letting FUSD use it rent-free. The thinking by the district and the authority is that by reaching kids at the youngest ages and teaching non-professional caregivers how to turn play into learning, the children will be better prepared for school. To achieve this goal, the house has a unique feature, a toy lending library.
We have the babies first, then, so you hear, here's like, and you'll be able to hear.
Maria Cabellos picks up a neatly labeled plastic box from a shelf containing row after row of similar boxes, packed with all manner of toys. Cabellos, who supervises the program, says parents who sign up are free to borrow a toy and take it home for up to 2 weeks, just like a library of books. That way, they can take the skills they're learning in the program back home.
The kids might be very focused on using, for example, Let's Go Fishing playset. And they're using it during the play group, and they really like it, that the learning and the play doesn't stop there, that they get to continue with that learning and that play at home when they just come to the a lending library and they check out that specific toy.
Cabello says it's become increasingly clear to the district they're waiting too long to try and get kids up to speed when they get to school. This program, which is funded by the Packard Foundation, is one effort to make sure even kids whose parents can't afford professional childcare can have access to the best practices for preparing their children for school.
When I used to work with older children, with families, and I always felt that we were providing a lot of programs for intervention. But it was like when they were older, when they needed that additional support. We want to start early, creating more of that prevention approach.
Jose Zalapa is the main program coordinator at Helm Home. He says he was surprised to find out how many parents did not realize that children playing is an important part of early learning.
I've been hearing a while ago that why do we need to play with a kid? They're little. They don't understand. An infant, a toddler. A two-year-old, they don't understand. Just when they get to preschool or kindergarten, they will learn, and that's not the case.
That's been exactly the experience of Rebecca Lara, who's taken advantage of the toy lending library to take her son's favorite toys home for more learning.
The blocks, like the builder blocks, that you put together in the alphabet ones, and he knows all the pictures and stuff on them. And he took some books home that I read to him.
What did that mean for you?
It felt good and everything that I could take the books home.
In addition to toys, the library has books for children, but also for adults. Books on English learning, child development, and GED prep. Cabello says they know the more than 80 kids that are enrolled in the first year often come from low-income families, where finding money for toys sometimes isn't the most pressing need.
The toys is the last thing that they have in their mind. And I mean, I completely respect that. Like, there's other priorities that they have to take in consideration first before purchasing the toys. So that's what we have here, that they're able to come and use and then just bring back.
But what does the Housing Authority, which is tasked with finding safe and affordable housing, get out of getting involved in early childhood education? Executive Director Preston Prince says FUSD came to them looking for a partnership to help the roughly 19,000 kids in FHA housing that attend the district.
How do we leverage the time at home to make sure that they do well at school? That if it's about readiness, attendance, extended learning environment, those are kind of the three precepts for grade level reading by third grade, that those are all areas that we play a pretty big role as a housing authority.
The program is free and open to the public. Prince says this is not the only time they've teamed up with school districts, such as a healthcare initiative in Fowler, and pre-K outreach in Fireball. The Housing Authority does not charge FUSD any rent, but the district does pay utility costs out of the grant money that enabled them to start the toy lending library in the first place.
It's probably the one
rule. Say teddy bear and turtle.
But of course, for 3-year-old Julian, it's all about the dinosaurs and Play-Doh. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.